السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. A sentence we say it when somebody die. A sentence when we have a calamity. A sentence when we have a trial. What is the purpose? إنا لله. We belong to our Lord, Allah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And we are returning back to Him. Today, I have too many points. Hopefully, inshallah, I can join it to each other. Dunya. What is dunya? You remember Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu? When he was a Khalifa and the open Burja and the booty and all the goodies came from Busra, from Burja, and he looked and he started crying. Somebody asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you cry in the day Allah Azza fihi al-Islam wal-Muslimin. You cry in the day Allah elevate Islam and Muslimin. Look to what he said. He said, Mata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. And Allah never gave him this dunya. And he was better than me. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu passed away and Allah never opened for him dunya. And Allah opened it for me. And he started crying. Again, they asked him, why? He said, when you receive dunya, the beginning of dunya is a beginning of a new trial, a new era in your life. How we know our dunya is good for us or a calamity and a major trial for us? You remember the verse in Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And to mankind, you will not gain except what you're looking for, what you're searching for, what you're aiming for. Check your intention. Check your ikhlas, check what you're aiming for. If you want the dunya to be good for you, very simple. Check your niyyah, set a concrete niyyah between you and Allah, how you're going to use your dunya for. Who own your heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who know your intention? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who know the depth inside of your intention and your heart? We talked about it a few days ago, about Allah Latif. He knows the inner depth of your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember many people came in my life and I saw them. Once dunya arrive, wallahi people, they never become normal. Never. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. And may Allah give us sincerity in the purpose of our life. May Allah give us sincerity of what we aiming for. May Allah give us ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make dunya a purpose and a bridge to lead akhirah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is just a point. Now, the another point about that, we forget who Al-Ati, Al-Wahhab, Al-Razzaq, Al-Hakim, who is the giver, who is the doer, who is the Hakim, who is the provider, why Allah give me? Call Allah, beg Him, to give you the message. If you honest and sincere, Allah give you the message. One sister, she sent me a message many days ago, and she told me what the difference between the word Amr in Quran and Ayah. Ayah is a sign. Amr has many meaning. Amr can be order. Amr in Quran can be an issue. Amr in Quran can mean verdict. Amr in Quran meaning something is done, done deal, finished. It has many meaning according to the location. But the main concern in here, what the difference between Amr and Ayah? When you understand Ayah, the whole earth is Ayah, the whole creation is Ayah, ourself is an Ayah, that everything, the mu'min look at everything in Ayah, because what is Ayah? A sign from Allah to us. And the mu'min, he has the eye and the heart and a vision and thought about reflecting about everything and return it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make it a source of hidayah to him. Similar, if I have dunya and I use it for sabilillah, I use it to elevate the deen of Allah, I support the message of Allah, I alleviate the suffering of other, now dunya become not a trial, not a fitna, but become a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. By this way, how you know your dunya is a trial or fitna to you, look how you're going to use it for. By this way, I tell people, when Allah give you dunya, please set intention quick, set a concrete covenant between you and Allah, promise to Allah how you're going to use your dunya for, and this will protect you from your nafs, protect you from the trial, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change this trial to a bounty for you, inshaAllah. Now, about Amr. Amr in Quran is amazing. Is almost close to 80 or 90 verse in Quran about Amrullah. Amran min indina wa amarna. When you look at all the verses about that, again, either past tense or future or present, because Allah, he can do it. He know. He know. By this way, sometimes it's an order for us. Sometimes it means a command from Allah to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Maryam alayhi salam, like Zakariya alayhi salam, like in Surah Yaseen, okay, the ending of Surah Yaseen, Allah wants to emphasize everything by his command. Command, imagine. He ordained it, command. What it do to me? It should make me relax and focus about my mujahada with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, if I believe in Allah, I believe in the promise of Allah, I believe in the amr of Allah, and this also, how I can reflect about that today? When you look at the condition of the ummah, the amount of mischief going on, the amount of zulm, the amount of oppression and aggression, the amount of suffering, I have to go back to Allah. Can it happen without the will of Allah? No. Can it happen without the knowledge of Allah? No. Can it happen without the wisdom of Allah? No. It's ordained already and will get worse. If you ask any scholar, he will explain it to you. The sunnah of Allah is coming. But is me going to dunya more in this time is a musibah. Is me going to akhirah more is goodness. If me elevating the deen of Allah, yes, goodness. If me alleviating the suffering of other, yes. If me worry about my akhirah, yes. If me do whatever I can to support the message of Allah, if it's yes, Allahu Akbar. Why? Because I am preparing myself for my departure. May Allah forgive me, because sometimes my messages, some people send me a message and said it hurt me. You're pointing finger at me. When I make a message, Allah bear witness, I'm reflecting and I give you from my heart what I reflect. For example, all these messages today, because two questions came, and in the meantime, one sister sent me an email. And in the email, she tell me, I'm following your message for the last 25 years. I said, Subhanallah. And this sentence, it make me paralyzed. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I do not own building. I do not even own anything in my life. I do not have account full of money. But this is what I have. Sometimes I travel to different places, in different places, and I meet people that tell me, you remember me? I met you 10 years ago. I met you 15 years ago. I met you 20 years ago. And this, what chapter Yasin, verse 12, all about. This is my bag. This is my suitcase, the one I'm going to take with me in the grave. What I'm doing, I'm fill it daily. I'm fill it with what? It's up to me. I fill it with Iman. I fill it with Zikrullah. I fill it with caring. I fill it with the love of Allah and love of Rasulullah and love of Mu'mineen. For dua, good deed, worship, whatever I can. And hopefully, inshallah, Allah will forgive my sins, my weakness, my shortcoming. By this way, when I sit down and reflect, I said, Alhamdulillah. You know, I sit down with many, quote-unquote, rich people. And even when they sit with each other, they flatter each other. How many million dollars they have, how many business they have. You know, the magazine Forbes, every year, they have the most ranking, high billionaire, and they're competing with each other. Who's number one, who's number two, who's number three. And when you look, some of them, they're very upset and they work very hard just to be number up or two, three number up next year. Subhanallah. And all this number will be against them in the Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the meantime, look at the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They champion each other for what? For Jannah, for pleasing Allah. One time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to his companion, Aina al-Mushammirun? Aina al-Mushammirun? Who is ready? And what is for? To Jannah. Aina al-Mushammirun ila al-Jannah? Where is the people who is ready for Jannah? They said, Nahnu ya Rasulullah. And after that, he started explaining how the earth of the Jannah look like, how the earth of the Jannah is from misk, how the earth of the Jannah feel like, how kind of life in Jannah. And after this, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were aiming in Jannah. Why? They know this is their residence. This is the final place. This is the destination. And all of them want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not even any place in Jannah. Because Jannah can be 100 level, 1,000 level, Allah knows, according to different report. But the major things is, or the authentic knowledge is many level in Jannah. Some people said, is according to the verses of Quran, some people according to chapter of Quran, Allah knows. But we know for a fact is levels. And the bit different between one level to another, between looking to a kawkabun durri, looking to star. Imagine the distance between one level to another, like a star. When I was young, I always believed Jannah would be so crowded. How I can enter? The good people is taking big place. Really. And all of a sudden, when I grow up, and I start to study about the orbits and galaxy, and all this, and the vast space, I said, wow, this is really Allah is Qadir. If Allah create all this and the distance between one star to another by million of years, the speed of light and more, how about Jannah? Allah only know. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we living in the Amrullah. We living in the command of Allah, the Qadr of Allah, the decree of Allah. Please, Go to my session of Qadr. I promise you, it will make you so happy. It will increase your Iman and will make you explain many things in life which allow you and it help you to go to this journey peaceful, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who live Amrullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us living with the Qadr of Allah and we are content and happy with it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us calm and relax with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only mujahada is a mujahada to elevate the deen of Allah, alleviate the suffering of other, and generate goodness between each other, generate unity, generate support. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the sincerity and open our heart to be for Him, toward Him, by Him, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين May Allah put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and do. Learn this dua. May Allah put nur and qabool and barakah in everything you say and do and increase also. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa ma fi ma ba'da al maut. Oh Allah, give us barakah in our death and life after death and make dua for the ummah insha'Allah. Ameen, Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us to be for Him, by Him, toward Him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.